You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now we're coming to you from Evansville, Indiana, and I'm standing with Miss Ella Shimwell. She's with 44 News. And she has had the opportunity to cover an amazing story. James Stinson actually witnessed a vehicle that he was concerned about, and he contacted the proper authorities, and Ella was part of that effort. Ella, I wanted you to be able to share how being a part of a story like this, to get to know Mr. Stinson, to now meet Connie Ridgway's sons, Austin and Cameron, means to you as a reporter.
Just reporting in general, I try to put myself in everyone's shoes because, you know, every story is personal to me, at least. You know, this is what I do. I have a passion for telling people's stories. So coming to something like this, I mean, we got the phone call and Mr. Stinson said an inmate. We thought the wrong inmate. But when we got here and we saw the U.S. Marshals just rush up, I knew that he meant business. And although the Marshals, they didn't threaten me, but they said, you know, don't talk. I knew he meant business, but I kept staying on because I knew, you know, he was passionate about this. He knew. He said, the tattoos match up. I saw them. I know it's them. So I knew that this was something big, bigger than anything I've ever done in my life. So, and then with him standing beside us the whole entire time, I mean, I reported from his backyard the entire time, or his car wash backyard the entire time. And he stood by my side. He was the first one to tell me that they were here in Evansville. So we rushed over there. He was by my side at that time as well. So putting myself in someone else's shoes and just, obviously, he can't report it. So, you know, his passion is going off to me. So I'm, you know, sharing my story and his at the same time, because he wanted this in it. So I'm going to tell it just like how he wants me to tell it, because, you know, he's passionate about it. So, I mean, it also kind of makes me emotional thinking about it, just because this is, I mean, it's huge, and it's bigger than I ever thought it would be, because this is someone's life. And I always think about that. You know, I'm dealing with people on their best days and their worst days. And, you know, this was a huge relief to them, but also, you know, this is another bump in a 6.5 year road. So to be here with them today and to talk to Mr. Simpson throughout this entire month has been, I mean, incredible. We talk maybe 3 times a week. We're best friends now. You know, I made family in this. You know, I didn't even know Mr. Simpson as well. I've drove by this car wash 1,000 times, never stopped here, but now I have family, and you guys coming down here, you know, this is something added extra to me that I can say, you know, I'm now a part to advocate for Connie Ridgway and helping keep her alive. And I'm really thankful that you guys allowed me to be here and that Mr. Simpson called, because if not, you know, I would have read about this in the news, but, you know, I wouldn't have had a personal touch to it. And obviously stories like that break my heart, but, you know, it's a terrible world. We see these tragedies every single day. So to have this personal touch on it, it means a lot to me.
Informed and concerned citizens are very important to your work. My work as a former police officer. And Mr. Stinson is one of those informed and concerned citizens that stepped up. And he says, if you see something, say something. That's his motto now. If you are someone who's concerned about your community, this is the right thing to do.
Exactly. And I think him saying that and those videos going viral, I mean, you see people on Facebook saying it now. And I think this will open the doors for a lot more people to come forward if they do see something. You know, we've seen it in recent weeks where people are finally stepping out of their comfort zone and speaking up when they may not have wanted to or may have not wanted to be a snitch. But as Mr. Simpson said, you know, I think he says, you know, God put them at that car wash for a reason. You know, everything happens for a reason. So I'm thankful that it was him that this happened to.
And I know when you cover stories, and I've done it myself, where we can be removed from the story and it not get so personal. I know you said you were getting emotional, and you think about a couple of guys in Alabama who've now made their way up to Evansville, Indiana, and you've had an opportunity now to connect between James and Austin and Cameron Williams and get their side of the story to understand about Connie Ridgway even more, because these are her boys.
Exactly. And you can read online everything that you want to. And that, I mean, still pulled my heart, but actually hearing them in person and seeing them in person and listening to what a wonderful woman she was, you know, that definitely, I will never remove myself from this type of situation, because I feel a part of it. And I feel like, you know, it's my calling to help you guys and help this fight, even from Evansville, Indiana. When you guys go back to Alabama, you know, we'll still be here fighting for you guys 6 hours away.
And that's what it's all about, is one community helping the next community. And it took Evansville, Indiana, to help Rogersville, Alabama, and the entire state of Alabama, because we had an inmate who needed to be incarcerated again. And that has now happened, so that's a success. Whether or not that individual is the one who actually killed Connie Ridgway, he still needed to be behind bars. And James Stinson did the right thing, and we were able to come here and reward James Stinson for the information that he gave, and say, Austin and Cameron want to thank you in person, and here's something, a token of their gratitude for what you've done.
Exactly. And he said that if you guys weren't going to come down here, he told me he was going to Alabama at some point. He probably still will, probably in the coming months, just to come see you guys again. Because like I said, you know, you guys are we're part of this now. So even when the trial, I know the trial's coming up, and when that's over, you know, we're still going to be here, because her name still it doesn't die with the trial. You know, we're still going to keep going. We're still going to keep being a part of what you guys are doing.
There are those in the media who do a really good job and deserve recognition. And I know that James has recognized you for being a part of this with him. When an individual shows that they appreciate the work that you're doing, you had to go to college, you had to go through all these different things, you had to go through the day-to-day work of being a reporter. What does it mean to you to have someone like James Stinson say, thank you for being here and supporting me and helping me to get the word out?
This, like you said, being in the media is hard. You know, I started right during the pandemic, so of course everyone, you know, they weren't happy. They weren't listening to it. And I'm actually in a contract right now. My contract's coming to an end, but something like this, like I can't leave now. You know what I mean? If I can have something like this happen to me again, I mean, that would make this means more to me than, you know, anything. It doesn't feel like work. It feels like I'm just in the community and I'm doing my part to help. So this means the absolute world to me, and this makes me keep going in this.
And I think it's a good time to hand James the microphone and let him share a little bit about Ella Shimwell and what she means to him. So James Stinson, You are here on the Mark White Show. We've just talked to this special young lady who is a reporter that's near and dear to your heart now. Tell us about Ella.
When she pulled up, I mean, it was so amazing. She got out of her car, and I told her, this ain't no lookalike, maybe a close to. This is it. This is a big deal, biggest story. She held on to it. She ran with it. Her little small voice speaks volumes. Just by me talking to her, everybody wanted to hear what I had to say. And she can tell you from her own voice that everything I told her was true in fact. The end results proves that everything I was saying was true. And I got to give her a big credit to all of this. She's the one that got the word out. She's the one that got all the attention. So, I mean, she's awesome. She's just incredible.
So she's doing her job.
She is doing her job.
And doing it well.
Extremely well. I mean, it's just, she's just so amazing. There's some stories I could tell you that I won't tell you.
A little higher there.
But, I mean, I just don't want to go into it. I had another young lady that pulled up, got out of the car. She turned her nose up. There ain't no story here. I'm just going to get in my car and go back to the station. Thank God she didn't do me that way. She listened to me. She believed in me. I don't know what made her believe me, but she locked eyes on me. I locked eyes on her. We built a rapport right then as soon as she made me feel comfortable enough to even talk. I told her, I said, I'll do a tape, but I don't want to go live. And she finally talked me into it, and this is where we're at. The end results prove itself. So, I
mean, and when I think about you getting into this business, there are a lot of different reasons that people get into the media. What was it for you, Ella, that made you want to be in the media world?
Since I was little, I loved telling stories. I loved writing stories. But then as I grew up and, you know, watching the news and watching people who didn't look like me on TV, you know, I always strive to do. I was like, you know, no one looks like me, but I think I can do it. I think I can do it.
You mean pretty?
Oh, thank you.
Gorgeous.
Thank
beautiful.
You so much. Well, everyone on the screen, I mean, their skin didn't look like mine did. But we didn't see a lot of African Americans on TV. You didn't see that. That's not how it was growing up. And I idolized, I mean, and there wasn't anything wrong with that, but I idolized all these women on these TV making a difference. And I think that's what spoke to me. I wanted to make a difference. I didn't want to just be behind a camera shooting random stuff. You know, I want to help people. I want to get their stories out because, you know, if the media doesn't, who's going to, you know, if they can't get it out themselves, who else is going to help them? And, I think with me just telling stories and loving to tell stories, it made sense to get into journalism to tell other people's stories, to help them. And I feel like with every single story, if I can help make a little difference, I mean, that's all that matters to me. I did my job. But if I can help make a big difference, I mean, I don't even know what to think.
Right. Well, I didn't see any people looking like me, so I went on radio.
But you're doing a great job.
Somebody said
face for radio.
A face for radio. But here's the thing, is it's important for you in what you're doing to have people appreciate what you do. Because if you don't have that, your fire can go out.
Oh, yeah.
But I believe people like James Stinson and seeing Cameron and Austin here, that does light your fire and causes you to understand that what you're doing is bigger maybe than what you ever thought or imagined when you were that little girl watching the television, and you actually have a role to play to be a difference maker in a very big way.
Exactly. And like you said, you know, sometimes when you're doing these stories, it feels like you're not making a difference. Like through the pandemic, you know, as I mentioned, people were not they weren't happy with it. And I felt like at that point, that's when my burnout was coming. That's when it was. And then we're coming out of the pandemic, we're making a little bit of difference. But this, I mean, this makes me want to stay. Like this is the reason why I do my job.
We love North Alabama. And one thing that I do want to say is the people in North Alabama have been great. The community for Connie Ridgway has been great. We've had a lot of support. A lot of people have been very supportive of this effort. And so bad things happen in communities across the world. That doesn't make it a bad community. Mm-mm. That's just a bad circumstance. That's a bad event. Mm-hmm. And if we can separate an event from the entire community and say, there are good people here, I can look at the south side of Chicago, the D block, and say, there are good people there. I can look at Los Angeles, California. I can look at Athens, Alabama, where I'm from, and there are good people there. And we have a lot of good people, like James Stinson here in Evansville, Indiana, who decided to do the right thing. He's a good person. His brother's here. He's a good person. You're a good person. You all came together to do something good. And so whatever people think about Evansville, Indiana, I'm going to show the good in Evansville, Indiana, because that's what the Mark White Show does. But I want people to understand that wherever they are, be the best person they can be within their community, no matter what the reputation is for their community. And they will then spread a light, shine a light that will show the positive from where they're at.
Exactly. And I've been sitting with you guys for maybe like 3 hours, and you guys have taught me so much. And you said it on the phone yesterday, you know, you guys do not focus on the negative in a very negative situation. I mean, you guys have taught me to look at the very positives in all of this. And we talked about, I mean, a handful of positives that are going to come out of this situation. That is a dark situation, but you guys have taught me a lot just sitting here. And I know that you've taught, I mean, your viewers and your listeners a lot just listening to you guys.
Some people call it soft news. I love it. It's good news.
I love it, yeah.
It's good news because we're going to take tragedy. We're going to make good things from this. And even in Texas, the families that are struggling right now in Texas, there are positives that can come from that. As difficult as it is, there are people that you can witness right now who are making a huge difference for the families. They're stepping up in a big way. These families need to know that there is support from everywhere for them. Because we are unified as a people when we choose to be. And when I think about this show and unifying for a family down in Sheffield, Alabama right now as an officer took his life and saying he struggled as an officer and we need to support this family and let them know that we appreciate his 5 years of service to his community. Mm-hmm. And we unify in that. So we find the tragedies. Yes, we do. But we can also find the light, the silver lining, the good parts where there is a legacy left. And it's up to us as to how that legacy is defined or what we say moving forward, whether it's Connie Ridgway or Officer Christian Nix, mm-hmm. or the children or the teachers in Texas.
Yeah, exactly. And just keeping that situation alive with the officer, mental health, I mean, that's such a huge thing, and it plays a role in everything that we do. Everything, mental health, it all goes right back to that. So talking about it and getting people on board to feel comfortable with talking about it is the best thing that we can be doing.
Ella Shimwell, thank you for joining me. Thank you for coming here and supporting James Stinson in his work as a good citizen, as an informed and concerned citizen, and we appreciate your work with News 44. So thank you for joining me here on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate it. And always remember, like James said, if you see something, say something.
Say something. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Taylor Cater Durham about her father, Christopher Cater, who currently is in need of a kidney donor. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can sing
a rainbow, sing a rainbow,
sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
And we're back. Welcome to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, as we try to help a very special individual from the Hueytown community find a kidney. His name is Christopher Cater, and I have his daughter on the line with me right now, Taylor. Welcome to the show, Taylor.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. Anytime I can use my show in this type of way, I'm more than happy to do that. Sounds like your dad is a very special man, and we want to try to help him through the Mark White Show today. And I hope that there are listeners out there listening who will also try to find opportunities to help your dad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's very special to us. So we truly need this, and we truly need the help. And so I really appreciate you getting the word out for us.
Absolutely. So let's talk about your dad's background. Even go back to his younger days and maybe what he's had to deal with when it comes to his kidneys.
Mm-hmm. So my dad has always had very high blood pressure. My grandmother had high blood pressure, my grandfather. So it's just bad genetics. He's never drank, never smoked, never done anything like that. And about 7 years ago, he had a heart attack, and we knew his kidneys were in bad shape from his from the high blood pressure over the years. And if you know anything about kidney disease, it kind of all goes hand in hand with your heart and high blood pressure, and it all kind of feeds off of each other. And so he had the heart attack, and we knew his kidneys were having some issues. So the nephrologist has just kind of watched him over the years. Well, about a little over a year ago, March of last year, he was diagnosed with kidney cancer. They went in, got the cancer. They feel like they got it all out. But they told us his kidney function is not doing well at all. So he sees a nephrologist, and the last time that he went, the nephrologist said, hey, you know, we're going to have to start looking at dialysis or a transplant because your kidneys are failing, both of them. And so as you can imagine, we were all devastated. My grandfather actually has the same kidney cancer, and he's on dialysis right now. But, you know, my dad's only 55 years old, so dialysis really takes a lot out of your quality of life, and we'll do it if we have to, but we are really wanting to find a transplant so that he can continue on with his, you know, daily activities and the things he likes to do. He likes to umpire baseball and go to football games, and he's very active, so, you know, we need this to happen to be able to continue his quality of life.
And I'll tell you this, Taylor, being a Hueytown person myself, growing up in Hueytown, it sounds like your dad is very involved in that community. Sounds like he was someone who a lot of people would see on the sideline on Friday nights at Hueytown football games.
Oh, yes, sir. He held the chains for about 15 years, and they were on the sidelines every single ball game. And he umpired Little League baseball. He umpires high school baseball, so he spent a lot of time in the community and giving back, and he's just a very, very special person to us.
And he and your mom have been married for 30 years, and it sounds like they have taken care of you and your sisters growing up.
Yes, I have one sister, and they have done great. They have taken care of us, and you know, even through my dad's own health struggles, he's always been there for us and never missed anything that we've had.
How does someone go about donating a kidney to Christopher?
Okay, so we have created a Facebook group, and it's called Finding Our Data Kidney, and it's got a little green heart emoji. We have attached a form, and you would fill it out with his full name, Christopher Cater, his date of birth, which is 5/19/1968, or you can call 205-975-9200 and hit option 4. My dad has also agreed to be on a donor swap list. What that means is if we find a donor that someone else is needing and that donor has someone that my dad is needing, then we've agreed to swap donors, and that way that both people can get their kidney. And so that's just if we don't find a match for my dad and the other person has not found a match for them. So that is something that, so no one is ruled out at this point. So everyone that calls or fills out the paperwork will be called to be tested.
And we want listeners right now who are interested to support, first off, this effort to follow the page, the group, Finding Our Data Kidney on Facebook. That way they can get updates on Christopher and how things are going. And then those who are interested in donating their kidney, again, O positive blood type, name Christopher Cater, C-A-T-E-R, date of birth 5/19/1968, and call 205-975-9200, select option 4, and then also understand that he is on the swap list, so someone can donate a kidney if they're not O positive, and then that would then, he would receive a kidney that matches him, and then that individual who donated their kidney would go to someone else who matches theirs. And that is a good program, because someone says, well, I'm not O positive blood, I'm sorry, I can't donate. That does allow them the option of being able to donate their kidney, and ultimately Christopher would receive a kidney for that sacrifice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate the fact that you have reached out to me, Taylor, and we can help through the Mark White Show. And I do hope that someone out there will decide to be a donor for your dad and allow him to remain off of dialysis. And I wish, of course, your mom and your sister all well, Geraldine and Taylor and Caitlin. We appreciate each and every one of you and wanting to support your dad during this time and helping him any way you can. And I know that that's exactly what you're doing. You're fighting for your dad, and we're going to try to fight for him through the Mark White Show as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me today.
You're most welcome, folks. That is a family that needs your help right now, and we appreciate Taylor joining us here on the show to share about her dad's need for a kidney, Christopher Cater. And we're going to offer our prayers to the family, and I hope that you will support them however you can and follow that group, follow the page. You can go to Finding Our Dad a Kidney, and you can support this effort. And I hope that you will make a decision to try to help this family during this time. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by this show and that it helps you. If it does, I want you to share it with your family, your friends and neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.